cover this hour, so let's get going. Are you there, young lady?
I'm here, Jeff. Good evening.
You sound so fresh and happy.
It's that brisk cold air.
I'll bet. All right, let's get started here. Now, we probably wouldn't have done this, but somebody wrote and said that some other radio host was not happy with what we did Monday here, which was simply a little bit of preliminary research into this new device, which we're going to talk about again. And we have done a lot of research on it, and I think you're going to find some very interesting material here. What is the device, you're asking? Okay, let me just back up. 2 days ago, Monday, we did some investigating and reported on what we found out about the latest red-hot device that will allegedly raise your level of health to remarkable, if not stunning, new levels. It's called the Terahertz Wand. And the company of origin that makes it is out of communist China. And just for fun, I would have nothing to do with anything from communist China now. Not under these circumstances that we're living in these days. Things are bad. The company's name is PRIFE, Prife. Now that's a strange combination of the first letter of Pfizer and the last name of Royal Raymond, Rife. So that gives you right away a connotation of frequencies. It's a Prife machine, device, instrument called a terahertz wand. Okay, with tens and tens of millions of Americans now at least suffering from vax-induced injuries to very severe levels, from moderate to severe, and generally diminishing health, that's fair to say, toxic food, all the rest, environmental. This little device is being hailed by some as absolutely revolutionary, but others who have bought it and used it are not of that same mindset. In fact, they're pretty damned unhappy about the whole thing after having bought and used it. And we'll get into that. The other issue that we learned is that some of the people who are reporting initial good results further relate that if they stop using the terahertz device, their original condition returns in some cases with a vengeance. So what's that about? How do these devices work? What are the long-term effects? Who's done the science? Where is the science? Well, we couldn't find any. What we did find was very concerning. We do know that people are also complaining that there is no money-back guarantee for these devices. If there is, we haven't seen it yet. There might be. But so far, no word. A theoretical study, and this is from Wikipedia, a theoretical study published in 2010 and conducted by da-da-da-da-da et al. At the Center for Nonlinear Studies at the Los Alamos National Lab in New Mexico, at top of the line, created mathematical models predicting how terahertz radiation would interact with double-stranded DNA, showing that even though involved forces seem to be tiny, the terahertz radiation, nonlinear resonances, although much less likely to form the less than powerful common resonances, could allow terahertz waves to, quote, unzip double-stranded DNA, creating bubbles in the double strand that could significantly interfere with processes such as gene expression and DNA replication. Experimental verification of this simulation was not done, but they did the work and set the stage for that. It goes on from there, but that's off the Wikipedia page. So this, we really don't know anything much about how this works exactly. We're going to play a couple videos for you that are going to be pretty interesting. So all we're trying to do is gather information, share it with you so you can make the best possible decision for your health and welfare and happiness. What do you want to add to that?
Yeah, it's all well and good until people start getting hurt. And that is exactly what's happening right now. And rather than being taken seriously, these people are being shamed and stigmatized and
it's
muted,
pretty vicious
essentially.
Viciously
attacked. And I, you know, it's one thing to ignore them, but, you know, apparently the people have purchase these things with some understanding that if they're not happy with them, they're welcome to return them within, I assume, a certain time frame. No. They are not being given full disclosure about, you know, the intended uses of this thing. Only very recently, a disclaimer came out. I mean, these are all things that should be presented up front before persuading somebody to purchase the product with promises that it's going to restore them back to their original DNA blueprint.
And a lot of these people are very desperate. They're sick. They don't feel well. It's not a good situation for those people because desperation, you know, people will try almost anything. And this is getting a lot of attention. We should also point out that apparently, it's predicated on some kind of an affiliate marketing program where the people selling them are being compensated. Nothing wrong with that. That's called capitalism. But keep that in mind, too. They're not going to put down their own product. Now, go ahead. I'm going to play this video.
I just want to mention, too, this is not any sort of approved medical device. It's marketed as a household device. Much like a hair dryer. So it doesn't meet any sort of safety standards.
But you only get
what the manufacturer, self-verifies, self-authenticates.
Right.
And much of it is in Chinese.
Yes, which I'm not particularly fluent in. Here's the disclaimer on this little video I'm about to play. The information and instructions in this presentation are for general information purposes only. They are not intended to be substitutes for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment to replace medical advice offered by professional physicians. Information is gathered and shared from reputable sources. However, the owner of the presentation is not responsible for the errors or omissions in reporting or explanations. The owner of presentation, I think it was written by a bilingual, possibly an Asian Chinese. The owner of presentation will and shall not be liable for any direct or indirect consequential special exemplary or other damages arising thereby from. Is that thereby? Let me see. Can't quite read that. Yes, I think it is thereby. Therefrom. We'll leave it at that. All right. This is a very short, minute and 16 second promotional video about the terahertz wand. Now, remember, this is just a household device, but you need to listen to how this presentation is rolled out. All right, here we go. It's rolling.
The iTerraCare device has the ability to awaken dormant stem cells in the bone marrow. Yes, we have sleeping stem cells in our bone marrows. As you keep blowing this on your spine, you're activating the stem cells. And guess what? You're going to create brand new lungs, brand new kidneys.
What? You're going to end up with brand new lungs and brand new kidneys? Okay.
Eventually, as you keep using this over time, you will have brand new organs, glands, and tissues in your bodies. And that's a great news. You have to keep blowing this on your spine because this is what the great Hippocrates said. There's a way to hit the bones, then all diseases can be treated. activate that, awaken that stem cells in your bone marrows. Hit the bones using the future of medicine, which is frequency. Hitting the bones using frequency medicine. Yes, guys, we have decoded the secret to forever young and healthy body. This is your time. Grab your one device right now.
Okay. Grab your wand device right now and use it. And if you use it long enough, you'll end up with brand new kidneys and brand new lungs and glands and organs all over your body. Pretty bodacious claims, wouldn't you say?
Extremely, extremely.
And where's the medical scientific documented peer-reviewed journal papers? There are none. We couldn't find any. So this is just a word to the wise. Do your own research. Hopefully this will help if you're interested in this product. Make your own decisions. We're not telling you what to do, but we are asking you to think before you act. So that's just the promo, and that made a whopper of a claim, or two or three or four.
Well, and I, you know, being that this is some fly-by-night company with its origins in China, if you do get hurt, you're on your own.
Well, apparently, and I'll repeat it, you can't, there's no money-back guarantee.
No, that's for the purchase of the product, but
right.
If you are injured, and there are people getting injured.
These are reports that we're getting. They're on the internet. In point of fact, so many people are unhappy with this and have had very deleterious, apparently, if they're telling the truth, results. They started a social media site for people who otherwise could get no satisfaction from trying to contact the company or apparently the salespeople in some cases. So they could put their own experiences up for everyone to read and to share. And we've studied that at considerable length as well. Now, one of the top people in the whole field in the world on vaccine injuries and how to treat them is Dr. Pierre Corey. Tell us a little bit more about Dr. Pierre Corey.
Yeah, well, he was the first one to ring the alarm bells concerning this device, the first public figure of note. And a week or two ago, he put out a tweet that implored people who were vaccine injured or long COVID sufferers to stop using this wand because he was having or being inundated with many patients that he was treating that were regressing in their recoveries from either the vax or having had the viral infection.
Right. Now, I'm going to read this, what she's talking about, verbatim, Dr. Corey's tweet. Long haulers and vaxxed injured. These are all caps. Do not use this PRIFE, Prife, it's the name of the company, iTerracare, or any EMF wand. So many have come to me with major and persistent worsening of symptoms. We are finding many therapies that do help. This ain't one of them. Please, let's stick to science. Dr. Pierre Corey, who is, again, respected worldwide. So these are things you need to put into your basket when you're making your decision. You have a right to this information. It's called journalism. That's what we do.
I mean, I think there's a tendency to underappreciate how powerful frequencies can be. And, you know, we're just really starting to study this stuff now, and we know very, very little about the terahertz impact on the body over time.
Yeah.
Sure, we have some computer modeling, and we have some anecdotal smaller studies. One thing is for sure that, yes, it does regulate gene expression because it can get down to the level of the DNA. It can change DNA methylation, which will change the expression of your DNA. It also influences heat shock proteins, which pertain to protein regulation, protein folding, and that should concern you.
We've talked about that for well over a year. Proteins misfolding,
anything
you
that impacts protein folding, you really want to be cautious of. And you may not see the deleterious effects for some time. But all it takes is one cell to start that process, and it propagates. It self-propagates. And we do know that terahertz waves affect both the nervous system and the endocrine system, which is, you know, basically your hormones. That much we do know.
Well, the part that really irks me in the beginning, as just a human being looking at a new instrument that is supposed to give better health to people, is that many reports of people who stop using it find that they regress and revert almost immediately back to their original state of trouble, which in some cases is reportedly worse. So we don't know how it's exactly working. I don't believe it's going into the bones and waking up your sleeping stem cells that all of a sudden magically over time are going to give you a new set of kidneys, a new pair of lungs, whatever, and all the rest of the things you heard in that advertisement. Now, here's a video of a vax-injured lady talking about this exact technology, if technology is the right word to use. So take a listen to this. It's a short video, but very powerful. All these things that we're playing and quoting are under our names in guests, as usual. So you can copy them, send them around. But by all means, make up your own mind. We're not telling anybody what to do here.
There's been a lot of discussion about the device that's been put out in...
Again, this lady is severely vax-injured, so she's having a little trouble speaking, but I think you can understand her. I'm going to start it again.
There's been a lot of discussion about the device that's been put out and used by some vaccine-injured. It has helped some, but it has hurt so many. I want you to watch a clip, and then I'll come back on.
Okay, she's going to put a clip on now. It's a short one. Now, I'm going to try and read this. It's subtitled. It is apparently a Chinese fellow. I don't know if he's the owner of the company. I have no idea. But he's saying, basically, you can barely hear it. He's saying, we have no adversarial position about vaccinations, COVID vaccinations. All right. We have nothing against the vaccination. That's what he says. You can barely hear it.
Did I just hear that right?
I have to make that disclaimer. On behalf of France International Management, we have nothing against...
We have nothing against COVID-19 vaccination, okay. Period.
We have nothing against COVID-19 vaccination.
He said it twice. Said it four times altogether. Okay, so right away, someone who has nothing against COVID-19 vaccinations, what does that mean? That means they may support COVID-19 vaccinations because they have nothing against it. All right, here's this lady again.
Hear it, right? So many people have been re-injured and their journeys have been so set back by using this, hoping it's their golden egg.
Golden egg.
Enough have been injured that Dr. Corey's put a statement out saying not to use it. I guess I think that if there's a company that I'm gonna trust, my recovery too. It is not gonna be a company that says that they have nothing against the vaccinations, because against everything that we stand for. So please, just be careful when choosing your treatment. I don't want to see anybody more hurt than what we already are.
Okay, there you go.
There's
and that's
a lot.
That's it. That's a statement from a severely vaxxed person who is trying to warn people to stay away. That's her opinion. Okay. Anything to add to that?
So I can't help but notice how strikingly similar this situation is, ironically, to the people who put their trust in the vax blindly and it didn't work out for them very well. And they were subsequently shoved aside, ignored, silenced. And the same thing is happening to these people again. Isn't being a guinea pig once enough? Because that's essentially what you are when you start playing with these terahertz frequencies. Maybe it works out for you, but maybe it doesn't.
Okay, we have some examples, I think, somewhere here we can read. There's one other thing. Let me see if I can find this. Okay. You found a paper. It's a peer-reviewed paper. And it's an extract from it via a press release. Terahertz radiation can disrupt proteins in living cells. Terahertz radiation can disrupt proteins in living cells. Now, knowing what we know about the spike protein and what it does to all other proteins it comes into contact with in the human body, we know that we shouldn't be messing with proteins. Researchers from the Riken Center for Advanced Photonics, Tohoku University, National Institutes for Quantum and Radiological Science and Technology, Kyoto University, and Osaka University have discovered that terahertz radiation, contradicting conventional belief, can disrupt proteins in living cells without killing the cells. This finding implies that terahertz radiation, which was long considered impractical to use, may have applications in et cetera, et cetera. We'll put this paper up as well. But again, the issue is disrupting proteins in living cells was established by two universities in Japan. Anything else from that you want to read?
No, that's it's just something to pay attention to. I mean, these are powerful frequencies, and at this stage, unpredictable, because there isn't the research to understand when they're appropriate, when they're not appropriate, what conditions, and again, what's the dose? Dosimetry.
How long that first video I played suggested that you keep blowing these. It blows a little stream of, apparently, the radiation comes out by way of the end of it, which is blown onto the skin with a little fan somehow inside the device. It looks like a flashlight-sized thing, okay, for those of you who can't see it or haven't seen it. All right. So we've got some things we can read. And again, there are some people reporting that they have received genuine, in their mind, relief by way of using this device, this terahertz device. And there are many others who are not so happy, and they started a big group online to be able to publish their feelings and their results from their personal experience. All right. Where do we want to start here?
Should we just review the disclaimer? For the record?
Go ahead. Is that the one that you had found out about?
Well, there's two. And these I think were only made available fairly recently because many have said that they had not seen these until recently.
Okay. They're up at the top. First reader?
Yeah.
General disclaimer?
Okay.
It's first one.
Yep.
It's at the bottom of the text there.
The iCareCare device is a certified household electrical equipment. It has been certified as safe to use. It emits no harmful radiation and has labels allowing for its distribution internationally. I'm not sure that that's a truthful statement in terms of harmful radiation because people have measured quite a bit of EMF coming off of it, which would make sense,
sure.
Being that it's, you know, microwave. The iTerraCare blower is not a medical equipment, and the manufacturer provides no medical advice. Users understand that the device is not intended to be used as a medical device or for diagnostic purposes on which reliance should be placed. Its use is not intended to be relied upon in lieu of medical treatment or advice by a trained medical care provider. Users understand that they use the iTerraCare blower at their own risk. Always consult your doctor or other healthcare professional with any questions regarding any medical condition or for specific guidance regarding the optimal use of the iTerraCare blower, nutrition, or physical activity. Now, in addition to that, there...
Yeah, there's another one.
There's an insert
that. Yeah.
That actually comes with the product. Comment from a group member. These are inside of every box. They are not disclosed until you have already made the purchase. That could cause some big problems for some. So maybe this will help you decide before making an uncertain leap. Okay. User guide, keep out of reach of children. Do not drop or apply any strong impact to the device. This is not intended to be used in wet conditions or environment. Advisable not to blow on one specific area for more than 3 seconds to avoid skin burn. The iTerraCare blower is not suitable for open wounds or bone fractures. Strongly not recommended for persons fitted with electronic or metal objects. Persons suffering from congenital heart valve defect, etc. An acute disease patient. And women during pregnancy or menstrual period.
So I wouldn't know about any of these restrictions until I bought one of these devices. This is in the box.
Correct. Correct.
All right. Anyone with an acute disease issue. Well, in that first video we played tonight, I was told that by using this terahertz wand, it would go into my bones and wake up my sleeping stem cells and ultimately result in new glands, new organs, all kinds of things. Isn't that medical by definition?
Yes, I would say so. And I, you know, being that these people who have been injected are essentially poisoned with nanomaterials of various types, much of which ends up in the bone marrow, using a device like this may actually be stirring things up and the level of the bone marrow. Now, if their stem cells have been corrupted, maybe it's not really a good idea to be mobilizing these stem cells.
Good point. We don't have the science.
No,
where is
we
it?
Don't.
If we had an FDA, I have a hunch that this thing would be in trouble already, but that's just my hunch.
No, the FDA is...
We don't have an FDA, so we don't know.
You're your own advocate here.
Yeah. This is for all of you out there who are going to hear about this, and there are a lot of people pushing it. So just understand that there are two sides to every coin, and you need to have access. You have a right to have access to both sides to fully understand. You must do your own research. And if you look under our names and guests, you'll see the video that I played earlier, and you can make up your own mind. Okay, terahertz frequency. That the terahertz frequency range is in between IFR infrared and RF, I guess. It's microwave territory, one end of it anyway.
Yeah, millimeter wave.
Which is, if you remember,
millimeter wave.
If it's millimeter wave, that's 5G.
That's right. Well, this is the bandwidth that's going to be intended for 6G.
Correct.
And the present uses of it are for communications and scanning, backscatter for some of these.
Like TSA?
Yeah.
In
because
the airport.
It can see through virtually anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, let us read a couple of examples of people who have had experiences. Okay. Here's one. Let me move this over here. All right. I wanted to share my testimonial. I have not had the cupcakes, so this person has not taken the bioweapon injections. I knew it was a scam from the start. I first saw the wand on YouTube and people using it in the Eastern world, i.e. Asia, approximately 9 months ago, but I couldn't find one anywhere. I then managed to get a wand, and I've had it for just over 5 weeks. I started following the optimal blowing guide and only used on the palms of my hands, the soles of my feet, for the first 3 days, and also drinking 1 liter of the charged water a day. I used the wand only for about 5 minutes. I started suffering from heart palpitations in early 2019 when lying down only. They consistently have gotten worse, and I realized I had to do something. I completely lost trust in the doctors and hospitals and have avoided them like the plague due to what has been going on for the last 2 years. I wanted to take back my health in my own hands. I wanted to see if the wand would work for me. The first 3 days, I had a headache, detox symptoms, I guess, and I was also very tired. My heart has a habit of going very fast and sometimes going very slow to the point I feel it stops, and this was very scary for me. I had pains going down my upper arms, and my heartbeat pounds in my ears every night. On day 4, I go to bed feeling anxious as usual, expecting another night of heart racing and ears pounding, but this did not happen. I could still hear my heartbeat in my ears, but it was like someone had turned the volume down 50%. My heart wasn't racing either, as it was just beating at a normal steady pace. I continued using the wand for a total of 10 days, and I was feeling completely normal and healthy. I stopped for 2 days, however, and the heart racing came back. So I began again every day wanding, W-A-N-D-I-N-G, the points of the body recommended, the spine and the chest area. And I have to say, I am feeling really, really good. My heart goes out to those who it has not worked for, and I sure hope you do find something that will help you very soon. All right, there's somebody with we'd call that a good review. So.
Yeah.
Okay, now there's a...
All right, let's go back to December 12th. There was a few in there.
Okay. All right. Let's see where we are. There it is. Tara Wand. Okay, you go ahead.
All right, this is Tara Wand Injured 1.
Gotcha.
I did the smallest treatment on my plugged ears, and my ears are still ringing after 10 days. That wand is dangerous, and I am returning it. And some discussion follows. I'm so sorry. Today is 7 days for me not using it, and my ear is still ringing something awful. Now I've used a hairdryer on my ear for an earache, so no way it could be the heat or the air. What is happening?
She's describing the wand as a hairdryer, tongue-in-cheek. Okay.
Well, she's comparing it to a hairdryer that
she
had used.
She actually did blow it. Yes. Yeah.
And she has not had ringing in her ears from using a simple hairdryer. I think that's the comparison.
Got it.
So what is happening? And the first person says, I have no idea. I joined a tinnitus group as well, looking for answers. When I find out, I'll let you know. Another one says, I came this close to buying one. I am so glad I didn't, and I am so sad for those suffering. Another one says, thank you. We are happy to the ones who are healing, but we definitely have to say it is not for everyone. Another person says, it's so crazy that like everything else, it seems good for some and so awful or just unhelpful to others. My hesitation came when I could not find any long-term testimonials. Another one says, okay, so I had the same issue. I wanted my ears, and it's been a few weeks, and the tinnitus has been bad, especially when it's very quiet. I have had tinnitus issues close to a year. I did have a little tinnitus after my injury, but eventually went away almost completely. I feel so dumb for wanting my ears. And a previous one replies, how could we have known? Hoping this all passes soon for us. And the last one says, I haven't used it on my ears, but my tinnitus does seem louder after using the wand, unfortunately. I hope we can figure this out.
Just to recap, we have no long-term scientific studies evaluating how this works, how it doesn't work, what it does, but we have a lot of people who are not happy with it. So just be prepared to do some research, be forewarned that this is apparently, obviously, not for everyone, and there may be some downside to this that only time will manifest. So we don't know what the long-term effects of this are. Go ahead, take the next one.
Okay. How are you all doing with the wand? When I first started, I felt amazing. This is a vax-injured person. Oh, days I had dreamed of for a good min. I started not feeling well, exactly what I had expected, but when I crashed hard last Thursday, it was far from what I expected. Bone pain, ears ringing, tremors returning, weird rash that looks like it's under my skin on my palms, convulsions, and my legs felt so weird, like jello.
Wow. Go ahead, finish these out.
I was gifted a wand for hopes of a miracle healing. Unfortunately, it didn't work for me. In fact, it took me months back. I haven't used the wand now for 6 days. I'm still dizzy. I can't think straight at times. I'm off balance. Tremors are milder today until I stretch my legs. Another one says to that, it has been 2 weeks now since I've used it. Only used a total of 4 times, and it made all my heart symptoms return, and even worse than before. I am trying hard to climb out of this hole I put myself in. Another one says, I am so sorry. This is terrible. Longest healing crisis I've ever heard of. Sorry, all I can do is laugh. Healing crisis doesn't last 2 weeks after stopping.
No, see, that's the explanation correct. That a lot of people who are pro-wand would say, that you're just in a Herxheimer's response. It's a healing crisis. It'll go away. You'll be better. These people would take a different approach to that statement and say, no way. So, again, these come from a site that was set up by so many people who were unhappy with this. They got together, and it's apparently pretty active. I'm not monitoring it. Eric is. But these are verbatim postings by people who have not had good outcomes. So the point is really simple. We don't have the science to validate the effectiveness of this. And if you go look at that first video, listen to the claims. New kidneys, new lungs, new glands, new organs. Over time, we just keep using it. But if you use it more than 3 seconds in one spot, you could burn your skin. So be careful. And they're suggesting that this goes right into the bones and wakes up stem cells and somehow magically helps them learn programming to go out in the body and repair things.
Well,
where's the science? Where are the papers? Where is the hard long-term science?
Nanoparticles in and of themselves can stimulate stem cells. So, you know, with these people having taken this vaccine, which is based on nanotechnology, there's no question that these things are in their bone marrow. I know they are. And I just don't know that applying a frequency that would penetrate down to that level is the best thing.
Here's another one. Here's a thought for today. China is going through this horrible no COVID policy, locking people down into these quarantine camps. Well, these magic wands are made in China. Why are they distributing these wands to all these people? Why aren't they distributing these wands to all these people in China? Why do they want them just in our hands over here? Why aren't we delivering these door to door in China? Help them kill COVID. I'm just curious. And the next person says, I'm in a health group on Signal, and when I asked if they knew anything about the wand, several mentioned how the emblem looks way too much like Pfizer's emblem and made them suspicious. And boy, does it ever. Next person says, I questioned with the writing on these things is just not the smoothest. I questioned with two different doctors that I speak with. Both of them said, or anybody else having the symptoms that you guys are. And I said, yes, they are chalked up as detox or healing crisis problems. And he said that there is no way what you are experiencing is a detox or a healing crisis. This is one of the doctors. Those aren't even symptoms of a detox. And a gentleman adds, so are you saying that you think it's activating symptoms in the vaxxed, like to activate something in the body? And the woman says, oh my God, I had that same thought when I saw it. So there's a lot of back and forth on this for sure. Here's one on no refunds. Why don't you do that one?
Okay. I've had some people contact me really upset about not being able to obtain a refund. That's something that's not really disclosed up front. There is no refund policy for the wand. And several people have replied. I had asked this in the beginning, and I was told we will buy it back if they don't like it, minus shipping. Someone says, did you get that in writing or was it just verbal? It was in private chat that I have since blocked from.
Been blocked from. Oh, my.
And this other person says, my upline, when I joined, told me to tell all my customers that I would purchase them back if it did not help them, telling me they themselves would reimburse me. This was not the case. I did not have anyone ask for a refund, thank goodness, because I did not have the funds myself to do so. I do know when you purchase it, it does say in the payment field, no returns or money back. And another one says, if you paid by credit card, you may be able to ask for a chargeback from your bank. And another person says, what if your seller blocks you because you didn't have a good experience with the wand?
Okay.
Now, this continues.
Yeah. Let me jump in for a second.
Yeah.
This is multi-level marketing. Mm. I think you all got that. The key word is upline. When my upline, right? Whenever you see upline. So this one woman says, my upline, when I joined, told me to tell all my customers that I would purchase the wand back if the wand didn't help them, telling me they themselves, my upline, would reimburse me. So this is MLM. That's the fuel that's pushing this. People are making money in very difficult times, selling these things to a lot of people who are not doing well physically. There's a huge market. It's tens of millions of people will grab at anything. Any
chance. You know how desperate many of these vax injured people are. I mean, people living with this myocarditis for almost 2 years, people living with tinnitus for 2 years, the dizziness,
the
list goes on and on.
Yeah, they're at the end of the road. They'll do anything. So, easy sales.
So, yeah, this thread continues if you go to tonight, December 14.
Okay.
Okay. So the last comment was, what if your seller blocks you because you didn't have a good experience with the wand? Answer, oh, wow. I didn't think of that since phone off sale and email can be blocked. So crappy. There must be a number for North American distribution in general, right? Then report the offender. Another one. Good question. I had to block a couple of top sellers for harassment, so I don't know even who to ask. It sounds like there's some pushy selling going on.
Certainly does.
I thought I saw a post with a picture that had contact information for corporate. Let me dig a little. Sorry, cannot find it. I'll keep an eye out for it in the two pages I am on. I know one post said that corporate is keeping track of serial numbers to make sure there are no third-party sellers on Amazon. I thought it had contact info. Another one says, we have both reached out to the company via email, but neither one of us has had a response yet. First one says, oh, good. Glad you have contact info. I downloaded every file with the, quote, file section on the Facebook page and found nothing in those that I opened. So it's looking a little shady.
Shaky, at the very least. This is an MLM rocket. Okay, they take off very quickly. And in these times, with so many ailing and suffering people, this would be really simple to sell. They range in price from, I think, the mid-300s, $300, $350 about. So they have three models, apparently, and the top one is over $3,000. I think I'm right. It's 10 times more.
Mm. It's a lot of dough.
Well, when you're desperate, though, you know, you'll fork it out.
2 years of suffering, that's easy prey.
Easy to upsell someone to a more expensive, better model of anything, whatever you're selling. I don't know where we are on this top
one. Okay, so we can start a new one.
Okay.
Let's go to the fourth one on tonight's decent experience.
Okay.
Oh, wait, we already did that one. Okay.
I did that one. That's the woman who had the good response. Yeah.
Oh, here's another one that's somewhat neutral. To the people having negative reactions, vertigo, pain flares, dizziness, blurry vision, etc., it sounds to me much like heavy metal dislodging, which is good, and dumped into the bloodstream, which is bad. It needs a binder to remove it. Do try chlorella, as I was getting pretty severe headaches, body aches, and blurry vision that would last 3 days from the 20-minute wand session. I started taking organic, broken cell wall chlorella, 6 tabs, every day, sometimes twice a day, and all those symptoms went away. It binds to the metals and removes them safely from the body. Just my thoughts here. So that may be true. There's a fair amount of discussion that followed this post. Let's see, what can we extract? Someone says, I was taking activated charcoal, and while it seemed to help some, I'm still having tinnitus a few weeks after I stopped treatment. I also had tremors after treatment that I do not believe is detox.
Treatment meaning using the wand, right?
Correct.
Okay.
I think what some of us vax injured have is not detox. The frequency is messing with the graphene oxide or the spikes, somehow flaring us.
Well, we don't believe graphene oxide is a player. Certainly spike protein is a player, and many other things that we may not even be aware of at this point. And this frequency range could be trouble for some people. We don't know. But it's clear that many of the buyers here, the purchasers are vax injured.
Yes, that's a common denominator. Here's another one. All right. I guess this was this woman who just mentioned the charcoal. I was very healthy before the vax. I ate very healthy and exercised a lot. Maybe it was the amount of graphene or spike we received. Also, many of us have cancer markers now. Interesting, I had severe kidney pain, like my kidneys were going to explode, and severe deep bone pain after wanding. And my bones and kidneys are where I have cancer markers. And someone says to
that's
that...
That's not it. That's not it. Doesn't sound
no,
like
not good
mix.
At all. I didn't know about the cancer markers. I can't imagine the full extent of the damage these things have caused. I have read the body will clean the spike within 18 months, but that's clearly not the case for you guys with the severe injuries. It's insane that they are not doing anything to learn what went wrong in you guys. I mean, I believe everyone that took one is injured to some extent, but some much more than others. Bad batches, maybe?
Okay. Yeah, you got one more. Go ahead.
Oh, let's see. Well, you can look up your batches. Look up how bad is my batch. It's a website. And type in your lot number, and that will tell you the info.
All right, here just to wrap this up. We did some real serious looking into this after Monday. We did some preliminary looking into it at that time, but we really got into it. And this is what we found. We presented this hour verbatim and by way of video from the company. And then there was the testimonial by the vax injured woman. So it's all data that you should be aware of before you jump into this. I will repeat again, we have no long-term hard science on the effects of this technology on the human body. It hasn't been around long enough.
I would be very, very cautious playing with this bandwidth, making assumptions about its safety.
If we could have located anything to the contrary, we would report it. There's nothing there.
Yeah, we don't have a pony in this show.
But it's red hot. It's being sold by people like many multi-level marketing hustles, and many of them are hustles. It's very easy to get people out there trying to sell to their immediate downline, which is their so-called family. It's just a difficult situation because there's no hard science to back it. Just claims. Lots of claims.
And what we do know about it is that it will penetrate to the level of the DNA and alter the DNA expression. Alter protein function.
Yeah, and you don't want to be messing with proteins or DNA, obviously. So there we go. Okay, I think we've covered that as much as we're going to cover it. Just be careful, and if you do buy it, try and get in writing. If you buy anything like this on a multi-level marketing basis, make sure you can get your money back somehow. Hate to see people losing money in this economy, or what they call an economy, then things are not good. So there you go. I hope that's helpful. We have worked hard on that, and if you have any particular questions or comments, you can let us know, and we will keep at it. Thanks. Good job, as always.
Okay, Jeff. My pleasure. Good night, everyone.
All right. We'll be right back with Hour 3 and David Icke coming up next.